Hi, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available through Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. All of this happening during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women, the Women's Wisdom Circle, and a few good men. www.drnorthrup.com. My sister-in-law, Lori, is a world leader on anti-soring in horses. That's soaring, S-O-R-I-N-G. And she raises Tennessee Walkers and has made it a life's work to make sure that these horses are not treated in ways that make their hooves sore, which is what makes them lift their feet so high, things that we never knew. And she's making great strides. She recently sent me a copy of the Natural Horse magazine, not anything that I would normally read, but I find it fascinating that the world of veterinary medicine and the world of holistic medicine are meeting in a lovely way. In this particular issue, which is March or April 2009, is an article called Pregnant Mare's Urine Disguised as Osteoporosis Drugs. And what they report on is that the Premarin company is now continuing its pregnant mare urine farms, which are quite destructive of horses, to create a new drug called Aprella, A-P-R-E-L-A. And Aprella is for osteoporosis, but the main ingredient is Premarin, which stands for pregnant mare's urine. So let me give you the drugs that contain this so that you can say no to this, which means that you will be saving many horses from a great deal of pain. And they are Prempro, Premphase, Prempac, Premel, and Premarin. And then if your doctor prescribes Aprella, I would recommend that you say no. I also want you to know a little more about Premarin. It has so many substances that no one can figure out what they are, unknown substances that the FDA actually refused to allow generic Premarin because they couldn't figure out what all those equine estrogens and other substances were in Premarin. And we know that Premarin was the main estrogen used in the Women's Health Initiative, the study that suggested that hormone replacement was dangerous and increased the risk of breast cancer and uterine cancer and heart disease. And the truth is, because they were using Premarin with synthetic progestin known as Provera, it's not clear to me that we would have those kinds of dangers if we used hormones native to the human and not native to a horse. But I just did want you to know that these pregnant mare urine farms continue to go on, and I won't go into the unfortunate treatment of the horses, but all that to say, women and horses are very connected. 12 and 13-year-old girls relate to the strength and the beauty of a horse. It's the Artemis goddess energy within us. And I know that none of you want to participate in anything that would harm this noble creature. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics that you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you can truly flourish on all levels by tapping into your innate inner wisdom.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.